The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Reading chapter 2 and from verse 13 to 23. In this passage, Matthew relates the slaughter of babies in Bethlehem as one example of evil in the world. Jesus has been born into this world to manifest God's presence and save God's people from their sins. Now for the reading. Now after they had left, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother by night and went to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. And this was to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." When Herod saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, he was infuriated, and he sent and killed all the children in and around Bethlehem who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had learned from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what had been spoken through the prophet Jeremiah. "A voice was heard in Ramah, wailing and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be consoled because they are no more." When Herod died, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother and go to the land of Israel, for those who were seeking the child's life are dead." Then Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and went to the land of Egypt, of Israel. And when he heard that Archelaus was ruling over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And after being warned in a dream, he went away to the district of Galilee. There he made his home in a town called Nazareth, so that what had been spoken through the prophets might be fulfilled. "He will be called a Nazarene." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. In times of distress and trials, it is almost expected that people will question or doubt God, or in many ways begin to have some kind of rethink concerning God. This is a time when we can also respond to our situations by praising God for his past goodness. In other words, remembering what God has done in the past and to praise him, expecting that he will act similarly for us in the future. Let us pray. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Remembering God's past acts of faithfulness sustains us in difficult circumstances and also inspires hope for a better today and a brighter tomorrow. Remembering or recalling how God acted in our lives in past situations to strengthen, to comfort, to heal, to deliver, gives us confidence that God will act again for us in present situations. God's acting on our behalf springs from not who we are, but in spite of who we are, whether we are sinners or saints, whether we consider ourselves deserving or not, in spite of us, God acts for us and on our behalf. Because God's action for us and towards us springs from God's mercy and the steadfast love for us. And out of this mercy and steadfast love, God empathizes with us. We heard just now in the reading of the second lesson, for we have a Savior who identifies with us, who understands, because in every way as we are tested, He too was tested. So He understands our human experiences. God feels for us. God feels with us. And this is the prophet's message for us in Isaiah chapter 63, verses 7 to 9. And I must say, and I believe you would agree, that it is an opportune and appropriate message for us, not only as we enter into a new year on this very day, but as we face the realities this year will bring us every day in the course of its unfolding. What this lesson teaches us in Isaiah chapter 63 and 9 is that hope is born out of remembering. Ours is a historical faith. The Christian faith is not a faith founded on myths and legends, on philosophical ideas and ideals, on spiritual principles. The Christian faith is grounded in historical events. God acted in history. He acted in history calling a man called Abraham and making a covenant with Abraham that in his seed and in his descendants, God will bless all nations. God acted in the history of the people of Israel to free them from slavery in Egypt and take them to the land He had promised Abraham He would give to him and his descendants. God acted in the people of Israel's history when they were 70 years languishing in exile in Babylon, keeping His promise. He delivered them out of exile and returned them to their homeland. God acted in the history of the world in the incarnation of His Son Jesus Christ, which is what we celebrate at this time, Christmas, in the birth of Jesus Christ. God acted in the history of the world in the resurrection of Jesus Christ and in the birth of the church on the day of Pentecost. Ours is a historical faith, meaning that it was grounded and founded in events in history. Remembering, therefore, is a very important part of our faith. Remembering in the context of faith is recalling or calling to mind God's concrete action on behalf of His people, on behalf of us, on behalf of you and me. In the Old Testament reading for today, the prophet encourages the hearts of the dispirited people by recalling God's past actions on their behalf. In Isaiah chapter 63 and verse 7, hear what the passage, the prophet says, I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us and the great favor to the house of Israel. that he has shown them according to his mercy and according to the abundance of his steadfast love. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord. What is the context in which a prophet is speaking to the people? They had just returned from exile. They expected this glorious situation back home in Judea when they returned. Instead, everything was in destruction and decay. There was deep disappointment in the people. Their euphoria was dampened by great disappointment. Expectation was tempered by the harsh realities they found there back in their home. Much bitterness and pain were their experience. It is in this context of pain and suffering, disappointment and bitterness, in feeling let down, that the prophet says, remember what God has done in the past. Remember, in this feeling of being grounded into the ground, what God has done, and know that the God who acted on your behalf in the past will act even now in your present situation to uplift and to sustain you and to strengthen and to deliver you. The prophet says, as bitter as the day is, and as bad as the conditions are, be encouraged. Remember, he says, God's action in the past. God will act for us again. Have no doubt about that. And so I think this is a good word for us as we enter this new year. And this is a good time for us to look backward. To look backward, not so that we escape the present, but in order that we remind ourselves of God's mercy and steadfast love to us in times past. And as we recall how God acted for us, we will draw confidence from this, that God will act for us again and again and again in our contemporary present day situations. We do not know what the unfolding year will bring us from day to day. But if and when we come upon hard testings, let us not allow our faith to falter. Remember, God, who has acted in the past, faithful to us, will act for us again. Do not allow ourselves to let our hope sink. Despair may threaten to overwhelm us in its dark embrace. These are the times we feel like submitting to defeat, to throwing up our hands and throwing in the towel. The prophet is saying to us, it is precisely in these situations, remember, recall, recount God's action, his actions for you in the past. Do not succumb to hopelessness. Commenting on this verse, chapter 63 and verse 7, the first verse of this passage, I read it again for us. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all that the Lord has done for us, and the great favor to the house of Israel that he has shown them according to his mercy, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Commenting on this verse, Martin Luther says, he says, because sorrows have begun to attack me, I want to speak about the Lord's blessings, lest I despair. Quite the opposite of what sometimes seems to come natural, that when sorrows attack, We forget about the Lord. We complain about his absence. Martin Luther says, it is in precisely this situation I want to speak of his blessings, lest I despair. That is what the prophet says to the people. In the context of your suffering, remember the blessings of God. God's action on our behalf is something we can depend on. For God's actions for us flow from God's mercy and steadfast love. These are so great that they move God to empathize with us. Here is a word for us in verse 9a of this passage. A word that should jolt us into a kind of a realization of the God who says that he is with us. Verse 9. We hear, it was no messenger or angel. But his presence that saved them. No messenger or angel, but his very presence that saved them. He became their savior in all their distress. These are powerful words that come to us to remind us of God's love for us. This is Christmas still. Today's the first Sunday after Christmas. And what do we celebrate? God coming to us. As we hear, it was no messenger or angel, but his presence that saved us. And God in Christ came into this world to save us, to be with us in times of distress, to comfort and to console, in times of weakness, to strengthen and sustain, in times of need, to heal and to help, in times when we feel trapped, to deliver us. This is a powerful, powerful text for us to enter a new year with. Always keep this in mind. When you face difficult days, remember what God has done in the past for you. And you will draw hope and confidence from this that God will act for you again in the present. Remember, he will act for you because of his great mercy and steadfast love. Remember, he will act for you because he is Savior, your Savior. I will recount the gracious deeds of the Lord, says the prophet, the praiseworthy acts of the Lord, because of all the Lord has done for us, the great favor to the house of Israel. For he has shown them according to his mercy, according to his abundance of his steadfast love. These are words for us to keep in mind every day of this year. God is with us. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keeps our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of Christ. Amen.